Welcome back to This Week with Adam Maguire and Angus Cox. Now, there are 4 days to go until polling in the UK general election. And if those polls are to be believed, Labour is on course for a huge majority, with the Conservatives set for massive losses. This week, we had the last head-to-head debate of the campaign between Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and Labour leader Keir Starmer. It was also another week of controversy, with the continuing fallout from the election betting scandal and Reform UK campaigners caught up in allegations of racist and homophobic remarks. We can get some analysis of the state of play now with Dr. Catherine Simpson, who's Associate Professor of Politics and Economics at Keele University in Staffordshire. Good afternoon to you, Dr. Simpson.
Good afternoon, Angus. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us. Let's start with the big picture in the UK election. 4 days out, Labour 20 points clear. The Tories now going with the fear tactic at this stage, warning of the dangers of a huge Labour majority. What do you make of it all?
Yeah, the betting scandal has really been the hallmark of the campaign so far. And I think what is really interesting about this scandal is that it highlights the self-interest of individuals over duty to public service. And that's a point that, despite a Labour candidate now being implicated in this, it's one which Labour is really trying to push. Now, as far as the general election goes, I think wherever people land on this, it doesn't really matter, because it's a bit of a moot point because Labour are, as you said, 20 points ahead of the Conservatives. But I think really kind of anything that reflects badly on both parties is a win for them. Starmer has acted very quickly in suspending the Labour candidate, and they will be taking this as a win, regardless of the fact that they are implicated in this overall. Mm-hmm.
Were due another one of these so-called MRP mega polls in the coming days. They tend to be quite accurate. What, in your view, does the latest polling tell us about the likely breakdown?
Yeah, there is always variation between the polls, but they all agree that Labour has had a really big lead over the Conservatives. And I think there have been quite a broad range of figures over the past few days, particularly for the Conservatives and Reform UK. And that's partly explained by how different polling companies deal with people who say they're undecided about how to vote. And there's a lot more variation than there was at this stage in, say, the 2019 general election campaign. But Labour, as I said, are still around 20 points over the Conservatives. Reform are polling around 16% in third, and the Liberal Democrats in fourth place at 11. But going to what you said around the variety of MRP polls. So an MRP poll is a multi-level regression and post-stratification poll. It's essentially a technique that uses data from all the national polls conducted by polling companies to estimate support for candidates in small geographic areas. And this is the really interesting thing. If you look at some of the MRP polls, they're showing Labour gaining anywhere between 516 seats to 407. So, you know, in a 650-seat UK Parliament, 326 gives you a majority. Mm-hmm. It's very unsurprising that the discourse around Labour and this supermajority has emerged, because that's something that they're kind of trying to push. And Labour are being cautious, but the Conservatives are almost using this as an attack in order to kind of to try and shore up some of the Conservative votes. And sure, the MRP as well has been successful in predicting election results both in 2019 and in 2017. So it's a very interesting model around polling.
Well, bearing that in mind, as we get into counting on Thursday night, where do you think are the key constituencies to keep an eye on that will give us an idea of what shape the vote is taking?
Yeah, there's lots. But I think from an England perspective and kind of potential Michael Portillo moments, there's about three or four I would look at. Penny Mordaunt in Portsmouth North. Some polls are predicting she could lose her seat. Now, this is very interesting because she actually holds a majority of over 15,000. But Portsmouth North is a long-standing marginal constituency, and it was actually held by Labour between 1997 and 2010. So the area has actually changed hands with the governing party in every general election since 1974. It's a key target seat for Labour, and it would be one of what we would call a bellwether seat. The others, Jeremy Hunt in Godalming and Ash, his majority is quite big as well. It's 8,000, but it's a really key seat for the Liberal Democrats. And no Chancellor has ever lost their seat at a general election, so this could be one of the really compelling mm-hmm. storylines. And then Ian Duncan-Smith as well, I think, in Chingford and one for Green. He only needs a 1.5% kind of swing would hand that to Labour. So there's some really interesting ones, I think, that, on the night.
And before I let you go, Catherine Simpson, I want to talk about Northern Ireland as well. The DUP, yes, currently the largest number of seats in Westminster there with 8, but they'll likely be under pressure to hold many of those.
Yeah, big time. Again, kind of looking at the 3 constituencies I would keep an eye out for in Northern Ireland, Fermanagh and South Tyrone. It's one of the most marginal seats in the UK. It's only got a majority of 57. Again, the previous MP, Michelle Gildenhuys, we know stood in the European Parliament elections, which she failed to win. But what Sinn Féin have done is kind of given a candidate in Pat Cullen. And again, Pat is a General Secretary of the Royal College of Nursing. She's a very high profile during recent kind of nationwide public sector strikes. So that could be a really shrewd move. And there seems to be a lot of discontent about the unionist candidate, Diana Armstrong, who from the UUP, again, kind of, she's not necessarily the agreed candidate. Belfast East is another one. Again, the Alliance Party, Naomi Long, came within 2,000 votes of unseating the DUP's Gavin Robinson in 2019. So that's one to watch. And then I think finally it would be Lagan Valley. Geoffrey Donaldson has been the MP there for 27 years. He won't be contesting, obviously, given recent historical sex charges, which he's contesting. But again, the DUP's candidate for that area, Jonathan mm-hmm. Buckley, could see pressure from Sorica Eastwood and Robbie Butler. So, yeah, lots to play for.
Indeed, and there'll be lots more analysis in the coming days as well. Dr. Catherine Simpson, Associate Professor of Politics and Economics at Keele University. For the moment, thank you very much.